Blog Hello, Talk everybody. Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, everybody. Today is Tuesday, March 28th. This is Jeanette Kohlhoff. I am calling from cloudy Charleston, South Carolina. Anyway, I'm so excited to be, my co-host is Katie Ganelli from Connecticut. So, Katie, are you on the call?
I'm here. Happy Tuesday.
So excited to have hosting with you. This is amazing. We have so much fun when we do this. Katie and I had been on Zoom calls for so many years in Beamer, and then we finally met last year at an in-person event, and it was just so wonderful to actually meet face-to-face with somebody that you've been friends with for so long online when we had COVID and everything. So anyways, welcome, Katie. Tell us what's happening up in your neck of the woods.
So it's very cloudy, actually, up here. Not raining, a little bit chilly. Not quite as pleasant as South Carolina, but we are kind of getting ready for spring up here. You know, everybody's getting their tennis things ready, their golf attire and clubs gripped. I just got my clubs came back 2 days ago, gripped, ready to go, getting the body warmed up and ready, and headed down to Florida in a couple weeks to train, play some tennis and golf, and kind of get a head start on the season. But it seems like everybody around here is kind of ready for that next season and ready to get outside. And there's nothing like Beamer to, you know, when you kick things into high gear a little more, training, to have that as the recovery part of it, because, you know, you add different new things into your schedule, and your body can suffer. Mine won't, and it's pretty exciting when I look forward to things like this, knowing that, you know, I'll be fine, and I'll just keep playing and keep having fun. It's like, you know, I feel like I'm a 15-year-old playing games.
There you go. So
getting older is just more fun, I think, than I ever thought it would be. So I hope you feel, I'm sure you feel the same because you're busy too.
Yeah, and that's what's so fun about this call being Testimonial Tuesday today. We're going to be sharing our testimonials, and we have some more people calling in right now. It's getting busy on the line. So today we're going to share testimonials. So what we want you to do is to press 1 on your phone, and you can give a brief compliant personal testimonial on how you are using our amazing Beamer technology. Let us know how it's changed your life. Just press 1 to be placed in the queue, and then we will let you know when you're online, and then you'll be able to give us your 60-second compliant testimonial, and then we'll ask you a few questions afterwards and let you chit-chat if we don't have any other people in the queue. So what does compliant mean? Compliant means no mention of disease names. So we don't want you to be saying arthritis. I mean, we need to say joint discomfort. So we don't, Beamer is not disease specific, and so we can't say we're curing, treating, or helping fix or cure anything. So we just wanted to talk about the symptoms of what's going on. And we don't want you to mention any drug names or any words like pain or cured or treatment. We use ache, and then we use help, or we use sessions or demos. Do not use your own protocols. Don't tell us your own protocols or usage tip, because there really isn't any specific protocols besides our basic plan on the Bee Body. Everybody's body's different, so when you give away what you did on what program or something, that may not be right for somebody else. So just keep it simple. Briefly mentioning the symptoms that you were experiencing, how they may have been minimized or maybe are gone, and how long maybe that took. If you're an athlete, tell us how it's improved your performance and recovery. Anyway, and so it's only your testimonial. It's not your husband's, your friend's, or anybody else's. So anyway, so this Testimonial Tuesday is all about, and we have quite a few people on the call. So
you've got two hands raised here as well, ready to go.
Okay. So, yeah, so it's fun when you do raise your hand and you get to talk, because everybody else listening might have the same issue or might have friends that have that issue. So that's why it's so important for us to always share different testimonials. All right, so we have 434-996. I have you unmuted, so you are live on Blog Talk. What is your name, and tell us your testimonial?
Hi, Katie and Jeanette. It's Anne from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Hi, Anne. Thank you so much for calling today.
Well, you know, as you guys are speaking, it brought to mind that most of us spend a good part of our lives in our careers, raising children. That certainly was the case with me, with homeschooling all of my kids all of these years. And we look forward to those days where we're not as busy, or we're retired, or like with me, my children have grown. And we look forward to those days where we have time to do what we really enjoy. And Beamer has given that to me. I'm able now to do the things that I enjoy because I feel good. And I have to say that Beamer is a big part of me feeling so good. You know, when you address the very basics of good health, which blood flow is one of them, you just feel like doing things. And I'm so grateful that Beamer is in my life, because now, you know, in my mid-60s, I'm golfing, skiing, playing pickleball, you know, doing things that I enjoy. And that's what most of us want in our later retirement years.
That's correct. And Anne, you've been using Beamer for about 6 years now, right?
Well, it'll be 7 years in May. Yeah.
Oh, great.
So, yeah.
And wow. I've only been using it three and a half years, and I kind of sit there and go, I can't even imagine my life without it, because it's just an everyday habit, pushing the 8-minute morning button in the morning and 8-minute nighttime button at night, and it's just amazing.
It's definitely a part of a lifestyle. It's like brushing your teeth. And over the 7 years, I've realized that, you know, just like brushing your teeth, if you stop brushing your teeth for a long time, there's going to develop a lot of serious problems. And with Beamer, it's a daily lifestyle that you know it's doing good, and you just don't want to stop. And you feel good every day. You just plain feel good. You know, when I was introduced to Beamer, I was in my later 50s. And I started to feel that I'm getting older kind of stuff. And I wasn't real happy with it, because I wanted to look forward to, you know, the second half of my life being very active. And Beamer has given that to me, you know, just by doing what it does and enabling my body to take care of itself and heal itself and maintain good health. And I'm so grateful I have Beamer in my life.
Well, Anne, how did you get started with Beamer? Who introduced you, and how did that get started?
My sister-in-law came over. She lives in Virginia Beach. She said she's coming over, and she's bringing her Beamer. I had never heard of it, had no idea what it was. She set it up on the chair, pushed some buttons. 8 minutes later, I got up, you know, felt absolutely nothing. My husband, she put him on, same thing. But then she said, well, let's go to lunch and I'll explain to you what just happened, which she did. And it really grabbed my attention. So for the next week, let me back up a little bit. After 3 sessions that weekend, my hip issues really just, I mean, it was incredible the difference I felt in my hip. And then it was almost like somebody took a hairdryer and blew the dust out of my head. I did feel clarity of pretty quickly. So it grabbed my attention, you know, and she explained it all to me and my husband. And after about a week of us kind of looking into it, discerning it, educating ourselves about what additional blood flow actually does, we jumped in with both feet and we've never looked back. We're so grateful that she introduced us to Beamer.
That's amazing.
Oh,
that's great. Well,
you explain that. Sorry, Jeanette. I love how she explains blowing of the dust, because that is something that many of us have experienced. And it's like this clarity of mind that finally something cleared up, you know. You're more with it. You're more, I don't know. Everything just sort of all is in tuned so much better. And to get older and to have that is just a miracle.
Yeah,
I was going to say, it's like being more clear. Things are more clear and more focused. I mean, I know when we Beamer the horses, they totally are more focused. You can just tell the horses are more focused. And same with us.
Right.
Go ahead, Ann.
And, it used to be that things out, or I'd get frustrated just too quickly. But now I'll work at it. You know, after a while, I will ask for help. But before I do that, I feel like I can figure things out myself. I'm learning things. I'm, you know, constantly open up to learning about new things. And I'm remembering the things that I'm learning. So it does make a difference in how I think. It's almost like that feeling when I was back in college. You know, I'm not afraid to learn new things and to read books and, you know, just keep expanding my horizon. So, yeah, it does do something with our clarity. Absolutely.
Absolutely. I second that for sure, because it's made that type of a difference for me. But I love hearing it. Love hearing it. And this is why other people listening can also relate, because I know you and I aren't the only two or three with Jeanette that this has happened to.
Yeah, one of my testimonials is I used to run upstairs and forget like why I'm going upstairs, and then it's funny how you have to walk back down to the exact same place where you were, and then all of a sudden you remembered why you went upstairs. And I mean, my office was upstairs 3.5 years ago, so I did that like 3 or 4 times a day. And I'm like, so when I was told that maybe that won't happen anymore, I thought, well, that would ruin my exercise routine because I use up and down the stairs all the time. And I can't even remember the last time I walk into a room and forget. I have never done that anymore. I mean, I wish I had taken more notes, but I didn't. So I don't know how long it took, but I don't ever forget where I put something or why I walk in a room. So my clarity and memory is so much better.
And one more point, too, is the energy level. You know, I've always been fairly high energy, and that's why my boys really didn't want me around the Beamer, because they thought, oh, no, too much. But anyway, when I'm around people much younger than I am, 20, 30 years younger or so, I feel like I'm matching their energy, you know, when I'm speaking with them. And a lot of them will be surprised at how old I am, because I think they kind of pick up the fact that I'm at that energy level that they are. And it's a great feeling.
Yeah, I think Beamer is one of these two companies now. None of us are afraid to tell us how old we are, because we're proud of how old we are, because we feel so much younger. I get that all the time, too. You don't look 65. Oh, my gosh. You don't act like this. Your voice doesn't sound like 65. So not sure what a 65-year-old voice should sound like, but I guess it's the energy and the excitement.
That's exactly what it is. Because I'm 66. And we don't feel our age, that's for sure. I feel a whole lot younger than that.
We appreciate you calling in. We had another caller on the line, but they put their hand back down. So if somebody else wants to call, Ann, we can keep you on the phone and just chat with you. And then if somebody else wants to call, you don't have to talk. We won't talk to you as long if you don't want. I mean, we'll just get your 60-second testimonial, and then we can hang up. But Anne's a dear friend of ours, and she's so awesome, so we're just going to keep her on it as long as we can. So if somebody else wants to call in, go ahead and push one.
Oh, we got one.
We have one. So Anne, we'll leave you on the line, and then 831-760, I'm unblocking you. So you are now live on Block Talk. Tell us your name and where you're from.
Sure. Good morning. This is Sibylla from Monterey, California.
Hi there. Thanks.
Yeah. Hi, good morning. And, you know, it's so interesting how Anne started with this morning when I was thinking about today's blog talk. Well, I feel like it's fun to listen to whatever events people go through, big things, big impact things, and how Beamer technology helps the body to dissolve those. But I was really contemplating more about really what Beamer does for us on a daily basis, just to have a good quality day of life where we can feel really so connected to who we are, and where it just helps really give us this good start into the morning, good energy, good focus. Just this connection to us, so that whatever we do during the day, we can really do it from this clarity in us and be relaxed about it, not go into strange thoughts and stress and not know really how to handle the day. Beamer is always there if we go the wrong way, where we can just lay down and come back to us, be centered, be grounded. And I just enjoy that, to have this technology in my life to live a better life, basically.
That's wonderful to hear. Yeah. You know, and you're right, because we live in a world sometimes of negativity and sometimes of such fast paced, and everybody's rushing and everybody's stressed out, and you tend to become like those you hang around. So you have to be very careful. So it's, like you said, it's nice to come back home and get your Beamer and just relax and feel yourself back to balance and being grounded. That's a great way to put it.
And connecting with your Beamer family.
And connect with my Beamer family. And it's really a feeling of family, because we just go through, it may look different, but it's kind of the same journey. And when we share stories, we really do understand from where a person speaks. And it's just nice to be understood. And it's always, for me, this when I talk to people who don't have that experience yet, and they totally deny that they could make good use of it and they don't need it, I always tell myself, you just don't know yet what you speak about. You say no to something you don't understand yet. So it's this innocent ignorance, right? They just don't know. And then they take this high position of, oh, I know better than you. No, thank you. I don't need it. And then speaking with people who know what Beamer does, it's just like, yes. There is truth, and people will get it whenever they are ready. So it always, it's just nice to hear, be on Blog Talk and hear people talk, because it just keeps the energy going, right? So the connectedness, knowing what we talk about, it's not just in my head, it's not just my little story, but everybody who has Beamer in their life, at whatever point on their journey, they really feel the change that this technology gives us as a possibility to live a better life.
Exactly. And it's helping, you know, just the idea of wanting to help someone else and to give without expecting anything at the beginning, to share and educate and just help people. That's how I feel my, you know, happiness. It's, the joy is felt through just other people wanting help and me being there. That's all that's needed. And the more we can do that, the more people will have one in their homes, and we'll find the people who have that a little opening in their mind of possibility and faith and hope. Those are our people that will find us quickly. And then we'll get to the rest. They just, you know, they need to hear it from more people, I think.
Yes, exactly. I really, 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 really believe that. And sometimes I just have this feeling, you know what, I can do, I can say, I can share. and maybe I am just not the right person for you to hear it. And when they just move on, I just always hope and keep it open in my mind that they run into another Beamer distributor who may speak it in different words to them, and that then they say yes and embrace it and jump on and get your Beamer. So just
don't forget about the three-way, the three-way call. The three-way call definitely helps with that as well, because sometimes it just can't be us, depending on our relationship to that person. Friends and family are the hardest, I think. I like,
you know,
I like strangers.
I'm going to jump in a little bit here as well. You know, sometimes the best way to introduce Beamer to others is by living the Beamer effects, by using it every day, and let people see how you're living and how your attitude is and how you're dealing with things. So a lot of sharing Beamer is developing those relationships with people, you know, really just get involved with the community, with chamber, whoever, just establishing friendships on the golf course or tennis course. And they see how you're living on a day-to-day basis, how you're dealing with different stresses that we all, you know, have to deal with in our day-to-day lives. And that is a great beginning of sharing Beamer without even saying it. Because they're going to say, well, you know, what is your secret? And that just speaks volumes. So, you know, organic sharing of Beamer is really life-changing as far as your world of friendships just grows. And I'm just having so much fun with that end of Beamer as well. Because like all of us, we want to help other people's lives change and really help them in positive ways. And Beamer is such a great tool to do that. But sometimes it's not about just going out there and saying, I have something, this will change your life. It's just living your life, living a Beamer life will do it.
Yes. You know what? Go ahead.
Go ahead, Isabel. I like the fact that you said, you know, your friend hasn't used it yet, you know, because you just like Ann said, just keep sharing how good you love it and all that, and eventually when she is ready, she'll come to you. It's unfortunate. Sometimes people wait until something tragic happens, and then they ask if it'll help. But it's like, you know, we pay for car insurance every month, and, you know, praise God, we don't get into a car accident all the time, but we have our car insurance just in case. But people aren't really willing to do that for Beamer sometimes. I mean, some people are. But I call Beamer health assurance, you know, because then we know we won't be using our insurance because we are assured that we'll have good health. So thank you so much for calling in. We so appreciate you calling in and sharing your story.
Yes, thanks, Bella. That was great.
Okay, so next that we have another caller too. So let's go 626-390. I have you live on Blog Talk. Tell us who you are and where you're from.
Hi, my name is Melanie Herrick, and I'm from San Clemente, California. And thank you, Jeanette and Katie, for hosting Blog Talk and helping all of us stay connected. I just wanted to share, I've been using Beamer for about 4 years, a little over 4 years. And as a physical therapist, as a mom, as a person who exercises every day, I would never be without my Beamer now. Originally, when I heard about it, from a patient of mine because I go home to home doing therapy, and she put me on it. I didn't really feel anything, but I was intrigued by how, I can't give another testimonial of someone else, but as a therapist, I saw how quickly she was healing under my care and using this thing called Beamer. Well, that intrigued me enough to go to one of these pre-evening academy nights where guests are invited, and I heard so many interesting people talk about their journey that I went ahead after that guest night and bought a Beamer, and then went to an academy right away within a week after getting my Beamer. And my journey was really interesting because I had experiences in my own family that were amazing, and I can't share those. But then I started realizing what was happening in my own life. And then after about 6 months, I couldn't help but want to share it because, like you talked about, you know, if you don't brush your teeth every day, you're going to get some buildup and plaque in your mouth. Same thing that happens with blood flow. And people do not understand the importance of waste removal in your health process. So from a healthcare professional standpoint, you know, I want to share Beamer with everyone. And I hope people who are listening will listen to the people who have shared it with them. And just because you might not feel it the first time, like I lied on it but at that patient's home, felt nothing, but shared the information with my mother, who's very holistic, and then I went in and did my research, and then I tried it, and now I would never be without it. So anyone who is interested or contemplating Beamer, give it a shot and just use it 8 minutes twice a day, like brushing your teeth, and you will see amazing changes in how you feel individually. Whatever your body needs, whatever better blood flow needs to happen in your own body is what you're going to experience.
That's so awesome, Melanie. Oh, thank you so much for calling in. That was
so
awesome.
Great to hear your voice.
We appreciate
you, know, you, talk about,
you guys.
Yeah, yep. Well, you talk about waste removal, and as a medical professional, you understand that. But for the average person that doesn't understand it, somebody explained it to me, like if you lived in New York City, you know, in one of those high rises and really crowded downtown New York City, and everybody gets their trash bags out and they throw it out on the curb and the trash dumpster comes and picks it up every you know, twice a week or whatever. Well, can you imagine if they go on strike and everybody's throwing their trash out on the curb and they go on strike for a month and nobody comes by to pick up all that trash? All of a sudden, those trash bags will all be on the street and crowded the street. Now you won't be able to get the cars to go through the street. Nobody can walk through the street. The cars won't be able. And so that's what our blood is needing, too, for waste removal. So just, I mean, that's a visual to me. When I heard that, I thought, wow, now that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. And we always think also, you know, everybody has diseases. Chronic disease grows where we don't get the metabolic trash out. And that is scientifically proven, right? That if you don't get good blood flow and waste accumulates in your body, then that's what we call disease. And we have something that we call about the iceberg principle, where we all go to the doctor if we are tired or stressed or have discomfort or yada, yada, yada. The list goes on. And we get many medications prescribed to try to treat the symptoms when the root cause lies in exactly what you just said, Jeanette, not getting the waste out and getting better blood flow to help our bodies heal. We have the ability in most of us to heal our bodies. Not sometimes we do need that. I'm not saying I'm definitely not against medicine, but there is a time and a place and an avenue for every bit of that. And use it and use your own intuition as your body heals and as you experience Beamer to see what you do and you don't need as far as, you know, the medicines that you might be taking. And, of course, talk to your doctor.
That's true. And
that's
another I love working in pictures because I'm a golf professional and I visualize a lot. So I really like to talk in pictures. And what you just said, Melanie, is another picture that I visualize. You have a clean dumpster. You will never find rats in a clean dumpster. You will only find rats in a really dirty, filthy dumpster that has all kinds of stuff that's never been removed, right? So that's exactly what we were just talking about.
Love your pictures, Jeanette. Those are very great pictures that you can point, you know. You're saying, hey, you got a bunch of trash in New York City, you got a dirty dumpster. Yeah, you're going to have rats and you're going to have stink, right?
I really don't miss New York City the more that we have this discussion. So thank you, Jeanette. I'm going to stay up north for a while.
Well, you can say the same thing with all your snow removal, too. When it's snowing up north and there's no removal of the snow, you guys are, like, stuck. You can't go anywhere. So.
True. No, you could take this into any, you know, grand comparison, but there's nothing better than rats and garbage to really make it stick in someone's mind. It really works. And that's kind of what I need with my type of brain, so. Melanie, it's so great to hear your voice. I'm so grateful that you called in today.
Well, thank you both, Katie and Jeanette, for hosting and leading this discussion. So you have a great day and everyone listening.
Thanks for calling in.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Boy, she's such an inspiration. She has so much knowledge. Just loved having her call in. That's amazing.
She really does. She really does. And, you know, when you're taking care of patients and treating them and using Beamer all the time, you can hear it in her voice, the excitement. And obviously, she's seeing results. She can't talk about them, but we know that's her secret weapon in her profession, you know, just like it is as an athlete or anything else. It's working, and she has a very, very busy practice of physical therapy.
Yeah, another thing she talked about is when she started Beamer, she went to a guest night, and she heard all kinds of people with great testimonials. And another friend of mine, Rick, he said that he went to a guest night, and he heard like 80 testimonials, and he couldn't believe it. He says, I can't believe this company would spend that much money to pay all these people to say all these good things about this product. And then I realized, maybe they aren't paid actors. Maybe they're real people.
Yeah.
So it is fun when you go to a live event and you see and hear so many testimonials. My first few that I went to, my jaw was just dropped open going, I cannot believe all the things I'm hearing. So anybody on the call, if you are a distributor or you're a guest, and we always ask you to go to any of the live Beamer Academy trainings that we have. They're two-day trainings. Or if there's a guest night in your area, it's so much fun to listen to testimonials. And nobody's going to force you to do anything in Beamer. I mean, it's totally your choice, your body, your choice. But when you hear testimonials from so many different people, something has to be said about the product. It works 100% of the time on 100% of the people. But just like Melanie said, at first she didn't feel anything, but she trusted, you know, a friend or family member, and she went ahead and went forward with it. So. We just have to take a step of faith and understand the science is real. And even
absolutely
Ann knows
is.
That, too, right, Ann?
Oh, absolutely. That's one of my favorite parts of learning about Beamer is the science that it stands on. And, Jeanette, you have another story that you tell to give us a visual about the water pump outside. Why don't you share that, too, as long as you're talking about visuals? Because I think that is a really good one that applies to a lot of us.
Yeah, sure. So Beamer has one of the longest lasting residual effects when you've been on it for 8 minutes. So there are a lot of other companies out there, and they probably all do work, but Beamer has the longest residual effect, and it lasts 12 to 16 to 18 hours, sometimes shorter, sometimes longer. So that's why we do it twice a day, morning and night. But people don't understand that and say, why can't I just use it once a day? Why can't I use it once every 3 or 4 days? Why do I have to use it every day? Well, if you lived out on the farm and you're pumping the water well, the water pump, I mean, sometimes you have to pump it 20 times to get the water to kind of finally start to come out. And then it just keeps flowing and flowing and flowing, and it just keeps coming out. But then if you were to come back 2 days later and came to that same pump, the water would not be flowing out. You'd have to start pumping it all over again to get that water to come back out again. So no difference in priming a lawnmower when you're going to do the lawnmower and you get it out after the long winter and you're going to spring and you're going to mow your lawn. You got to pump that pump. So Beamer, if the more you use it twice a day, it just keeps our blood flowing so nice and smoothly like it was when we were kids, like God intended it to be in a balanced state.
Yes, and given the environment and everything else, you know, we're constantly being hit by the effects of it, and that's not what God intended. And what was intended was for us to have this blood flow. So we're just allowing the miracle that our body is by way of Beamer enhancing blood flow to heal itself. It's so amazing.
And that's why it's important for us to be consistent with our Beamer use, to use it twice a day so that we can get the maximum effects and benefits of our investment, which I am so grateful for, Beamer, my sponsors, and those on Blog Talk, to really stress, use it every day, twice a day, even if you're good, you know, just keep using it, because that really, I feel, is key. All the benefits from Beamer is being consistent with our use.
Absolutely.
Well, then you go back to you go back to that water pump, if you stopped pumping in the 19th pump and the water was going to come out at the 20th pump. So you just never know when it's going to actually take effect.
Keep believing and keep going.
Yeah, so we don't have anybody else with the hand raised, but if anybody else would like to share a testimonial about any maybe feet or knees or hips or shoulders or anything that Beamer has helped them with, just push 1 on your phone and you'll be put in the queue, and we'd love to chat with you.
You know,
so
well,
there we go. We got somebody it? To, yeah, so 667-786. 667-786, you're now live on Blog Talk. Tell us your name and where you're from and your testimonial.
Hi, this is Doria. I'm glad you finally said push one. I've been on the call all morning, and I thought, I came in 2 minutes late, and I didn't know, what do I push? And I pushed pound 6, and it didn't work, and I thought, okay, I'm getting ready to hang up. And then you said push one. I said, whoa, yes. Anyway,
all
this
right.
is Doria. I'm in Columbia, Maryland. I'm just enjoying listening to everybody talk about the Beamer. And my biggest problem is shutting up once I start talking about the Beamer. You know, I just start throwing up on people and then telling them everything. And so I have to rein in. Yeah, come back, Doria, come back here. I've been using it for several years, and you all talk about being in your 60s, and I'm thinking, oh, geez, girl, you're old. I'm a little over 60. Put a 7 in front of those numbers. So I beat you all in the age thing. But the testimonial I want to do today is when I first started using the Beamer, and actually my mother should be the one talking about the Beamer. She doesn't speak English well. I'm not doing her testimonial. I'm doing mine. But she goes on, and she could stand on a hill and talk about it. And she, of course, is late 80s, almost 90s, so you know it does work. Anyway, the testimony that I'm going to talk about today is sometime about 2 years after I started using the Beamer, I went to have my eyes checked. And the ophthalmologist said, oh, you don't need those glasses. I've worn glasses for many years. And you don't need that. I said, but she said last year when I, 2 years ago, I was late going for my follow-up, that I would need stronger glasses. He said, no, you don't. And I thought nothing of it. I thought, oh, okay. I went home, and on one of the calls, somebody called in and started talking about how they had used the Beamer and how it had helped their eyes. And I thought, whoa, that's where that came from. So it wasn't anything that I, you know, nobody says put the Beamer on your eyes or anything like that. So just that just happened, and I thought, oh my gosh. So we have all the issues, the aching issues. I'm trying to get around using the P word. I have another really good testimonial. You know, being older, going into boot camp with people half my age. Much less than half my age. I'm competing with them in a 6-week exercise boot camp and coming out of there. And one day I think I must have sprained something on the buttock, one of those buttock things, came home, got home, and that's when I really saw the Beamer work. I put that thing on my behind all night, you know, put it on for a few minutes, take it off, put it on. So it was about maybe three or four times. And the next day I got up, I'm walking around fine. And later on in the evening I said, is this the same person? I wasn't able to walk in the door yesterday. It was gone. That's how fast that works. That's how fast and how your age doesn't show when you use this thing. Because originally the Beamer, we got it because, it's anti-aging. But the young people are using it. The athletes are using it. So it's the anti-aging thing. We can throw that out. That already we know about. But the young people who are athletes are using it almost like a drug for them. Because I think in the FAQs, it did say something I remember years ago. Is the Beamer considered a drug for athletes? It's not a drug. It's definitely not a drug. it's so far from being a drug that I don't know what you can, but they use it, and it works for them. So if anybody wants to see or hear about what this thing does, talk to an athlete. Maybe us older folks, or your family for that matter. Oh, they don't want to hear you. Talk to an athlete, and they will tell you what this thing does for them, what it does for them. There's no, I'm going to stop talking because, like I said, otherwise I think of another testimonial, and I'll just go on and on and on. But thank you, Katie. You're my partner in crime. So thanks for, and Jenna, thank you all for, you know, keeping us going. Because we need the momentum. We need more people to hear about this. We need to get the word out as much as we can about this device. Thank you.
Thank you, Doria. We appreciate you calling in. That was actually awesome. And, you know, I know you're a former nurse, too, so you totally understand the importance of holistic healing and improved blood flow versus just popping pills. I know that.
Sorry, I was muted.
Yeah, that's the thing. And that's where I'm coming from. And I'm doing educational things for people anymore to say, and again, even being in the profession, I was a cardiology nurse before I retired. But we look at the major blood vessels for the most part. The microcirculation, we don't give it enough time at all. And that's when 75% of the blood in your body is in microvessels. That's where most of the work is done. So I need to educate. People need to be educated. Sometimes maybe that's why they don't believe what we're saying, because they're not educated. And so it's our responsibility to go out there and say, really, you think of the heart, heart attacks, but there's so much more that goes into that. There's so much more that goes into your circulation and keeping you alive and keeping the waste remover, keeping you to absorb those medications that you take. And that's where I'm coming from now, instead of just trying to say, oh, this does it. People don't, I'm just doing the education. I believe in that so strongly. And luckily, I have a little background from nursing school of blood vessels and capillaries and arteries and things like that.
And I don't know about you, Doria, but I'd much rather talk about microcirculation and circulation than talk about the side effects of taking something where it
right.
goes through your kidneys and your liver
right.
and
right.
you know, it's just so much more positive to
right.
talk about not having any side effects, you know. I mean, I used to be a pharmaceutical sales rep, so I can say that. It was not fun. This is a joy beyond, just beyond. And it's so wonderful having my partner call in and to hear you helping to build the energy here as well. I really appreciate you. You're a good friend.
Very good.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Doria. We need to actually wrap this up because our time is about ending. And we do have one caller in the queue. I hope you'll call back next Tuesday. I'm sorry to miss you, but we are ending our call. Otherwise, we'll get turned off. So anyway, just want to thank everybody for joining us. And this is also found as a recording. So if you've missed this one or other ones, we have Wednesday, Roundtable Wednesday, and then Equine Thursday for All About the Horses on Thursday. You can go into your podcast app on your phone and listen to all the replays. So Katie, do you want to send us off with anything as we leave?
Absolutely. I hope everyone has a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day Tuesday. This month has gone by very, very quickly, and I hope that everyone is just busy helping more people get Beamers into their homes, because it's needed, and nothing feels better than to help someone with Beamer. Have a wonderful day, everybody. And thank you, Jeanette, for leading today and hosting. And it's always fun to be with you. And Anne as well.
Yes,
love
and
it.
Anne, too, for joining us. Everybody have a fabulous week. Bye-bye.